Do you hate to lose or love to win? It could be impacting the way you sell. Depending on which one you are, it may be costing you business. Might not even realize it. My name's Tim Rowe, and today's episode is neither a guest spotlight nor a recap. Rather, today you get the down and dirty Tim talk, things that I'm thinking about that I believe you could benefit from. And today I'm talking about the phenomenon known as loss aversion and its impact on how you go to market, literally a personality trait that could be impacting all of your sales and marketing. And it starts with answering this question: do you hate to lose or love to win? Seriously, sit and answer this question for yourself. For me, I love to win, and I love working with other people who love to win. It's a focus on the positive outcome of the effort and sacrifice. You believe in the chance of a successful outcome, and that's where you direct your efforts at: winning. On the other hand, there are folks who hate to lose, and I've worked very successfully with these folks as well. I think that's a good balance. Often when you can get a team of folks that love to win and hate to lose, you've got a healthy sense of paranoia in there. Now, if your whole team is made up of folks who hate to lose, it may sound like the same thing as a team that loves to win, but I assure you it's very different, and we'll talk about what those differences are, why they matter, and how it could be costing you business. So again, if you can find that right balance of team dynamics between love to win and hate to lose, even better. But I'm noticing there are a lot of companies that go to market with a hate to lose attitude. I think it was sales legend Zig Ziglar who said that sales is a transfer of emotion. So if you're worried about losing more than winning, it can come off as desperation. There's nothing worse than desperation in a sales environment. The reality is, though, more of us hate to lose than love to win. So I got a little exercise for us to try here. All right. Would the frustration of finding a $20 parking ticket sitting on your car when you get back from a really great meeting or a great date, right? You walk back to your car, you got a $20 parking ticket on it. Would the frustration of finding a $20 parking ticket outweigh the joy of finding a $20 bill on the ground? All right, sit with that one. Finding a parking ticket on your car usually goes like this. I peel the ticket off, I look at it, I flip it over a couple times, staring at it blankly, don't know really what I'm looking for. Then I look around the surrounding area, and I shake my fist, cursing at the phantom of the streets who left it for me. But finding a $20 bill, you're probably just going to go, ooh, nice, free lunch, stuff it in your pocket, and you'll have forgot about it as soon as it's gone. But the parking ticket, that frustration sticks around. Unless you find the $20 bill on the same day, and then bam, you're just a lucky duck. But the reality is more people hate to lose than love to win, and it shows. I'm telling you this personally. Here's how I see it come out most often. It comes out as an us versus them slide. If you have an us versus them slide in your deck, you might hate to lose. Teams that love to win, what I've noticed is that they regularly focus on the buyer's problems and how they can solve it. And if not, they say so and usually recommend someone who can. Teams that hate to lose, it feels like the whole pitch, I'm supposed to have some hidden knowledge of their competitors, which actually just leaves folks confused about what it is you do. And then there's some crescendo about how you compare to your competition, blah, blah, blah. I'll be absolutely frank with you. It's unappealing. It's distasteful. Unless I ask you specifically about how you compare, you should assume that I don't care. And therefore, you should also assume that you're wasting your time talking about it. Frankly, when hating to lose comes out in a sales pitch, it looks like desperation. It doesn't create the buyer confidence. And that's your job, is to create a transfer of emotion. The emotion that buyers are looking for is confidence. Teams that love to win exhibit that confidence, and that's contagious. So if you know that you hate to lose and that it may be affecting the way you sell, how do you fix it? In my opinion, it's to find a storyteller who loves to win. And that person may already be in your organization. You may often refer to them as the person who is always glass half full. That's probably who it is. Ask them to tell your company's story and how they think you fit into the marketplace. I'm giving you this feedback after having delivered thousands of pitches, closing hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising, having been the buyer of plenty of products, services, contractors, and I'm talking real pitches here, real demos, not firing over PDF decks and Excel grids. actually in the trenches, pitching to the C-suite for seven-figure deals. There have been a lot of great books that shaped the way I personally pitch, but the most significant by far, if you could only read one, it should be this one. It's called Flip the Script, Getting People to Think Your Idea is Their Idea. It's by a gentleman named Oren Kloff. Oren is a partner in a $200 million private equity investment fund, one of the world's leading experts on sales, raising capital, and negotiation. He wrote a book before Flip the Script. It's called Pitch Anything. And that book is required reading throughout Silicon Valley, Wall Street, other Fortune 500 companies. Over a million copies in print of that book. It's a great book as well. I recommend it too. But Flip the Script is the down and dirty guide to implementing these best practices. So I'll link to that one in the show notes. In other news this week, a lot of great meetings with very cool companies, continuing to discover cool companies from around out of home, which just reminds me that there's an awareness problem to all of the great things that people are doing. So working on a lot of things to kind of streamline and bring that into one spot. Met with Tom Cherry from PopTracker yesterday. If you're not familiar with who they are or what they do, you'll be hearing more from Tom personally in an upcoming episode. But they may be one of the most important companies in our industry and have seemingly flown under the radar. So we'll be catching up in a few weeks. Also coming up in a few weeks, we'll be hearing more from some really amazing guests, some returning guests, a bunch of new ones, just a lot of really cool folks coming on here later this quarter while we continue to develop the Challenger brand practical playbook. There's just a lot of really good stuff taking place right now. So really excited to continue taking this journey with you. 00hired.com right now, there is one new job. We're averaging one new job posting every 2 days. So that's a brand new opportunity in out of home every 2 days. So definitely go over there, subscribe. If you don't see what you're looking for, that's the best way to stay notified. There's a daily email that goes out, notifies you of any new postings. So again, one new job in out of home every 2 days being posted at 00hired.com. So I encourage you to go check that out. As always, make sure to subscribe, leave the podcast a review wherever you're listening, and share this with a colleague or a client today and start a conversation. See y'all next time.